Minister of Foreign Affairs in Colombia. Thank you very much, Minister. Vice President, the Colombian state has ratified the key international instruments in human rights and has progressively implemented the necessary normative and institutional reforms in order to attain and fully comply with the obligations derived under those treaties. Since the signing of the peace agreement, the legislative agenda in the Congress has focused on the approval of the legal and judicial framework in order to ensure that the implementation of the FARC peace agreement is possible. Following the signing of these, 42 laws and 6 reforms have been passed just in the last year. And we emphasize that since the last cycle, after a rigorous and objective process, the Colombian state ratified the Convention to Reduce Cases of Statelessness and the Convention on Cluster Munitions. And we are currently carrying out consultations on the optional protocol under the CAT, the optional protocol under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and the UNESCO Convention on Combating Discrimination in Education. We are also carrying out consultation on instruments which have not been subject to recommendation in this exercise, such as the Inter-American Convention Against Racism, Racial Discrimination and Interrelated Forms of Intolerance, and the Protocol on the Illicit Trafficking of Migrants. The Colombian state ratified the key international instruments in the area of human rights, guided above all by its commitment to move forwards to a real and effective guarantee of human rights, taking into account national capacities. President, Colombia has contributed, supported, and strengthened its international human rights protection systems, both in the United Nations system and in the Inter-American system. We have carried out not only ordinary and extraordinary contributions to ensure its proper functioning, but we have also accepted the cooperation of those bodies to strengthen our institutional capacities. Colombia understands that the nature and aegis of those bodies is subsidiary and complementary to those of the state institutions, and we consider that Colombia has a solid legal framework to ensure the enjoyment and guarantee of human rights, and that it is on a subsidiary basis informed after it has exhausted domestic resources by the Inter-American system to resolve those cases. President, given the special procedures, the Special Rapporteur on the rights of right to drinking water and sanitation visited the country in the first trimester, will visit in the first trimester of 2019, and in relation to other requests, in terms of the visits, we will continue to work and collaborate with the various special procedures under the system. President, Colombia recognises the importance of the Universal Periodic Review, which through open and equal dialogue contributes to improving the respect and guarantee of human rights. Colombia reiterates its commitment to continue to adopt measures to confront challenges in this sphere, taking as a reference the recommendations received during the various cycles as well as our own national laws. We recognise the effort of the international community to contribute to strengthening human rights in Colombia. And progress has significantly been made following the peace agreement, and that strengthened all of our actions in the area of human rights, and it's fundamental to continue to cooperate internationally in order to confront those challenges that remain. Colombia reiterates its goodwill in sharing good practice in areas such as enterprises and human rights, national systems for training, international humanitarian law and international human rights law. And to conclude, we'd like to thank all participants today for their observations and recommendations, as well as their support for the implementation of the peace agreement, which suggests a promising future for our country. And thank you very much. I'd like now to pass the floor